Masechet Tarius, Gimel Mishnah Dal, Veizehu HaMashiach. Who is this called Mashiach that brings apart as his korban chatos, not a kippur or a tzimur? HaMashuach B'Shem HaMishcha Lo HaMaruba B'Begadim. Only a Kohen Gadol that was anointed with the Shem HaMishcha that Moshe Rabbeinu made when he became a Kohen Gadol. Only he would bring apart as his korban chatos. Not a Kohen Gadol that was not anointed, he just simply in Maruba B'Begadim does avoda with the eighth B'Begadim of a Kohen Gadol. As all the Kohanim don't until the tithe of Yoshiyahu HaMelech were anointed with the Shem HaMishcha that Moshe Rabbeinu made when they became Kohanim Dom. They were called a Kohen HaMashiach. And in the tithe of Yoshiyahu, the Shem HaMishcha that Moshe Rabbeinu made was hidden, as Yoshiyahu foresaw the Chorban HaBayis, and therefore he hid away the Shem HaMishcha together with the Aron. And therefore all the Kohanim Dom from the tithe of Yoshiyahu until the Chorban HaBayis Rishon were not anointed, they were simply Merubah B'Begadim, they did that vote with eight B'Begadim. And so too, all the Kohanim Dolim in the time of the Bayin Sheni also were not anointed with the Shem HaMishcha. They were simply Merubah B'Begadim. And only those Kohanim Dolim until the time of Yoshiyahu HaMelech that were anointed with the Shem HaMishcha would bring a par as their Korban Chatos. Ein Bein Kohen HaMashuach B'Shem HaMishcha L'Merubah B'Begadim Elo Par Haba Akoh HaMitzvos. There is no other difference between a Kohen that was anointed with the Shem HaMishcha and a Kohen Gadol that simply wore the eighth B'Begadim. The only difference is the difference we just mentioned, the part that is brought a Kohen Mitzvos, meaning a Kohen Gadol that was Hora La'atzmo, and he was Mata for himself in Aver, which has a Chiyav Chatos, would bring a par as his Chatos if he was anointed with the Shem HaMishcha, as opposed to a Kohen Gadol that was Merubah B'Begadim, would not bring a par as his Korban Chatos. There is no difference between a Kohen Mishamish, a Kohen Gadol that is presently serving in the Beit HaMikdash as a Kohen Gadol, and a Kohen She'avar, a Kohen Gadol that had previously served as a Kohen Gadol in the Beit HaMikdash and now is no longer serving as a Kohen Gadol. As if a Kohen Gadol would have a psul or become tamei and could not do the avodah in the Beit HaMikdash in Yom Kippur, they would point another Kohen Gadol to do the avodah in Yom Kippur in his stead. And when that original Kohen Gadol was no longer Tamei or Pasul, he would go back to being the serving Kohen Gadol. And the Kohen Gadol that had served in his place would be removed from doing that vote in the Beit HaMikdash. But he would still have a din as a Kohen Gadol, just he would not do that vote in the Beit HaMikdash at all. And if the Kohen Mishamei, the Kohen that went back to serving in the Beit HaMikdash, his previous position, if he would die, then the Kohen She'avar, the Kohen that had taken his place at one point, would go back to be the Kohen Gadol. And the only difference between a Kohen Mishamish and a Kohen She'avar, Ela Par Yom HaKippurim Ba Asiris HaEifa, is the par that is brought in Yom HaKippurim by the Kohen Gadol. As only one par Yom HaKippurim could be brought, so therefore the Kohen Mishamish would bring that par. And the Asiris HaEifa, the Asiris HaEifa, the Korban Mincha that a Kohen Gadol would bring every day, Machatzito B'Boker, Machatzito B'Erev, half in the morning and half in the evening. This is called a Minchas Chavisim, and only one Kohen Gadol could bring this Asiris HaEifa, so therefore the Kohen Mishamish, the Kohen that was presently serving as the Kohen Gadol, would bring it, not the Kohen She'avar, the Kohen that had previously served as the Kohen Gadol. He would not bring the Asiris HaEifa. Zev is that Shavim Ba'avodas Yom HaKippurim. But both the Kohen Mishamish and the Kohen She'avar, they both have the right to serve as the Kohen Gadol on Yom HaKippurim, which Shmona B'Gadim, U'metzuvin al Basula. They both are Metzuvah al Basula. They can only marry an Isha that is a Basula, like the Pasuk says, V'hu Isha B'Basula Yikah Ba'asurin al Hamana, and they are both usher to marry an Isha that is a widow, even if she is a Basula, such as that she became a widow, Meha Erison, even so, neither Kohen Mishamish or Kohen She'avar could marry her, Ve'enan Mitamin B'Krobam. And they both are not allowed to become Tamei to one of their close relatives that died. As a Kohen Hedyot, even though he is not allowed to become Tamei Lameis, but to a close relative that died, he would be allowed to become Tamei too. The seven close relatives that are of the Imo, Ach, Ba'achoto, Ben, Ubito, Ve'ishto, a Kohen Hedyot can become Tamei to them, but a Kohen Gadol is not allowed to become Tamei to one of the close relatives that died. Ve'lo Parin, Ve'lo Pormin. Neither the Kohen Mishamish nor the Kohen She'avar could let his hair grow long. As a Kohen Gadol gets a haircut every Friday, and even if one of his relatives died, still they cannot allow the hair to grow long, nor are they allowed to tear their clothes when a meis dies, umachzirin es harotzeach, both the Kohen Mishamish and the Kohen Sha'aretz that died would allow a Rotzeach B'Shogeg to leave the Eir Mikla and to go back to where he lived, as the din is that a Rotzeach B'Shogeg that went into Galut would stay there at most HaKohen HaGadol, until the Kohen HaGadol died, and if either the Kohen Mishamish or the Kohen Sha'aretz died, that would allow the Rotzeach to leave the Eir Mikla. A Kohen Gadol that one of his seven immediate relatives dies. He does kriya on his cloak toward the bottom of the cloak near his feet. And that which we saw in the previous Mishnah, that a Kohen Gadol doesn't do kriya when one of his relatives dies, that does not mean to say he doesn't do kriya at all, just that he does not do kriya in the regular way. As opposed to a Kohen Hedyot, he does kriya on the upper part of his shirt, closer to his neck, near his shoulder. Kohen Gadol makrav oinein v'lelecha. A Kohen Gadol that is an onen. An onen is somebody who one of his close relatives dies. The day of the misa, a person is considered an onen minat Torah. An onen is pater from mitzvot. And the night after the misa, and so too, if the maid is not buried right away, all the time, in between the death and the kfura, and the whole day of the kfura, a person is considered an onen mitarabbana. And a Kohen Gadol, while he is an onen, even while he is an onen d'oraisa, during the actual day of the Misa, he can do avoda in the Beit HaMikdash, he can be makriv korbanos, but he cannot eat korbanos while he is in onen. Ba'hedyo lo makriv v'lo ocha. But a Kohen Hedyot, while he is in onen, he cannot be makriv korbanos at all, he cannot do avoda in the Beit HaMikdash, and most certainly, he cannot eat korbanos, as even a Kohen Gadol cannot eat korbanos while he is in onen. And that which a Kohen Gadol cannot eat korbanos, we learn out from Aaron HaKohen, who said to Moshe Rabbeinu on the day he was an onen, on the day that Nadav Avihu died, he said, "V'achalti chatos hayom hayetiv be'enei Hashem." So we see from this pasuk that Aaron HaKohen was saying that the achilas chatos, that is the iser that a Kohen Gadol cannot do while he's an onen, but to be makir the korbanos, that would be mutter for a Kohen Gadol.